Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A taxi driver parks outside the St. Regis Hotel in Bali. A young, good-looking American couple walks out of the lobby. They leave a suitcase in the trunk, and then they leave. And the driver thinks, oh, maybe they've gone to finish checking out, or maybe they've gone to get the rest of their stuff. He waits and waits, but they never come back. And when he really looks at the suitcase, there seems to be blood outside the suitcase. And the suitcase looks too small to hold a person. And so he drives it to the police station, but it's his worst fear, a body. Hi, I'm Teddy and welcome to A Briefcase. Today we are covering the 2014 Bali suitcase murder. We're going to start the case with Sheila Ann von Weiss Mack. Sheila was born Sheila von Weiss on 10th of June 1952 in Minneapolis, Hennepin County in the USA. So she grew up in the Grosse Pointe area and she was beautiful and smart, and she majored in political science at the Simmons College in Boston, and then she got an MBA from Washington University in St. Louis. At some point, she even worked for the Senator, Ted Kennedy, doing research and miscellaneous jobs, including even pouring tea for Rose Kennedy once or twice. So she was really, really well connected. And she was really very objectively pretty. Even when she got older, she was a very classic, beautiful blonde. Now, at some point of time, she gets married to the famous jazz musician, James Mack. And we don't know if this is James's first marriage, but by then he should have been fairly established as a musician. But we do know that he also had other children before his relationship with Sheila. Now, Sheila really loved music, so it made sense that she married a famous musician, and her neighbors said that she was sweet and helpful, and she often hosted concerts in her backyard. Now, at around 43, she gives birth to their daughter, Louise Heather Mack, who went by Heather, and this was in October 1995. And as a family, they lived in Oak Park, Illinois, in Chicago, which was a pretty bougie neighborhood. Their daughter, again went by Heather Mack, so life is going well. Sheila, Heather, and James, they are an adorable, financially comfortable family. So one year, they go on vacation to the Royal Caribbean Mediterranean cruise, and somehow James ends up with a foot injury. And even though it's like a cruise, right, and you'd expect the doctors to be reasonably all right, according to him, the treatment wasn't enough. And from a foot injury, he ends up partially paralyzed to the point where he apparently had to pee in a bottle. So now this is the first unfortunate incident. The second incident, the second time we find that something is wrong, is in 2004, where James's other kids try to go and visit him, but apparently were not allowed to, which is a little bit dodgy. And so the police were actually called during this incident, which is how we know it happened. And just 2 years after that, when Heather was 11, on 6 August 2006, James dies of a pulmonary embolism in a hotel room while on holiday in Greece. And so now it's just Heather and Sheila left. Now we know that the police were called in 2004 when James's children wanted to see him, but afterwards it seemed that the police became regular visitors at the Von Weiss Mack household. Between January 2004 and June 2013, the police were allegedly called 86 times to their home on domestic violence, missing persons, and theft charges, all relating to Heather and Sheila. Which is kind of wild, because when this first starts, it would have been in 2004 when Heather was 9. So apart from the missing persons issue, home life must have been really difficult for the police to be called so many times. So now the police calls include Heather punching her mom's broken ankle in 2010. She would have been around 15 then. Heather being accused of stealing $1,000. Heather being accused of breaking her mom's arm in 2011 when she was 16. Heather removing the phone cord to stop her mom from calling the police. Heather threatening her mom, and Heather allegedly biting her mom in November 2012. In addition to the police, during this time, a couple of other things happened, a couple of other unfortunate circumstances. After James's death, the family was hit by the 2008 financial crisis, and Sheila and Heather end up moving from the suburbs to a condo in the city. In 2011, they also finally reach a settlement with Royal Caribbean. So now there's a little bit of financial contention here. And at this point of time, Heather would have been around 16. So like old enough to know and care about money. After legal fees, Sheila specifically, the mom, got $340,000. And this is in USD. And there was also $500,000 that was left to James Mack's estate. And on top of that, there was also a will where James left his entire estate to Heather. But what's interesting is that according to some news articles, a judge decided to award this money, this $500,000 settlement, to Sheila instead. Now, at this point of time, Heather was attending Oak Park and River Forest High School. She also meets her boyfriend, who was 2 years older than her, and her mom hated him. Sheila hated him. And her boyfriend's name was Tommy Schaefer, also known as Tommy X. And he actually dropped out of Northern Illinois University to pursue rapping. And people describe him as a generally nice guy who was really into rapping. But her mom didn't like him so much that at one point of time she sold their house and actually moved them to try to get her away. But clearly this didn't work, because according to the Wikipedia article, it said that Heather actually had 2 abortions. Now, one thing that the mom's friends, Sheila's friends, said was that she overindulged her daughter, was that she overindulged Heather. Now, according to an NBC News article, her friends would even tell her to kick Heather out. They said that Heather could be really sweet one moment and just completely flip into being really vicious. The same article also said that Heather was a dropout. Now, because Sheila was a reasonably wealthy older lady, we know that between her and Heather, they had the means to live a comfortable life. So they would go on holidays, they would travel internationally, and in August 2014, Sheila decided to go on a holiday to Bali. And whenever she went on holiday, she would bring Heather along with her. Of course, Heather is her daughter. And Heather wanted her boyfriend, Tommy, to go along with them, but obviously her mom said no. But instead of just accepting the no, she steals her mom's credit card and then buys a business class ticket for Tommy to go to Bali as well. So now Heather and her mom, they take first class, and in early August 2014, they arrive in Bali, and at first they stay at the Seemanyak Hotel before moving to the St. Regis. And they checked into the St. Regis Hotel in Nusa Dua, Bali. And this is fancy. This is about $200 a night minimum hotel for like their least bougie room. And I assume that at some point of time, Tommy had to show up because he probably didn't have any other accommodation arranged elsewhere in Bali. So there is CCTV footage showing Sheila having an argument with Tommy in the hotel lobby. And it's alleged, it's presumed that after this, they go to the hotel room where Heather and Tommy overpower Sheila. Heather covers her mom's mouth with her hand, and then Tommy bludgeons Sheila over the head. It's believed, it's also reported in some sources, that this was with a fruit bowl. And then after that, they somehow stuff her body into a suitcase and leave the room. They put the suitcase into the trunk of a taxi outside the St. Regis Hotel, and then they just leave. And in Bali, they usually have security outside the hotels, and most hotels usually have a doorman anyway. So after a little while, we don't know how long, the security guard realizes that Tommy and Heather are not coming back. And the taxi driver, of course, is also waiting because there's somebody else's suitcase in the trunk. And then they realize that there's blood on the outside of the suitcase, which is always super suspicious. And so the security guard tells the taxi driver, maybe you should go to the police station. And so the taxi driver goes to the police station, where they find the body in the suitcase. And there were scars on her forearm, and she had a broken fingernail. And the police, they are freaking out. This is Bali, and they have a dead tourist in a suitcase in a taxi. They start a hunt for Heather and Tommy, and they find them in a budget hotel about 6 kilometers away from the St. Regis. And when they are caught, they have a story. And this is their story, their first story, quote-unquote story. They say that a gang came into the room, killed Sheila, and just somehow they managed to escape. But obviously this isn't true. There's no evidence of any sort of gang, especially since the St. Regis has CCTV in their lobby. In court, Tommy and Heather say that the reason why they killed Sheila was because she was looking to get power of attorney over Heather, to force Heather to get an abortion. The court obviously wanted to know if Heather was really pregnant, so they have a test, and it turns out she was indeed pregnant. She actually gives birth on 19th of March 2015, and at that point of time, they were already in the middle of trial. So there's a few things that happened, so I'm going to summarize. One of the first things is that Heather ends up having to ask a judge in America to force her uncle, who was her mum's brother, to give her access to her estate, because technically at that point of time she would have inherited, she would have been worth about $1.56 million, and she would have received small annual payments and then the balance of the trust when she turned 30. So the judge approved up to $150,000 for her legal fees, food, and personal expenses. But her uncle was worried that some of the money was going to be used to cover bribes, because there was a demand from her Indonesian lawyer for a $200,000 lump sum. Even though it's a little bit unfair, Indonesia does have a bit of their reputation. There is also one article I found where Tommy's mom alleged that Heather was trying to sell her daughter that she just gave birth to for $150,000. But this apparently was just a smear campaign against Heather. Heather also at some point posted a YouTube video where she essentially confessed that she was the one who committed the murder and that Tommy was only just part of the cover-up. But eventually, Heather's lawyer actually said that Tommy was the one that wrote the script and that it was recorded, quote-unquote, under pressure. And what's also shady is there is allegedly a Facebook post that Tommy posted before the trip where he said that he wouldn't be coming back, that he was going to leave the US, go to Indonesia, and then maybe go to China. So it almost sounds like they already had some sort of plan to run off. And Tommy's mom, Kia Walker, also tried to get custody, guardianship of Heather's daughter, but the guardianship was given to an unnamed Australian woman. In America, Tommy's cousin is also arrested for allegedly advising Heather and Tommy on how to kill her mom and actually encouraging. He alleged that Heather actually offered him $50,000 to kill her mom. And according to the Chicago Tribune, in the end, he ended up being sentenced to 9 years in prison for this. In April 2015, Heather was sentenced to 10 years in prison and Tommy was sentenced to 18 years in prison. But in reality, Heather served maybe 6 years in prison and she was given 34 months remission, including a 6-month remission awarded by President Joko Widodo. She was released from prison in 29th of August 2021, and Heather actually wanted to stay in Indonesia with her daughter, saying that it was safer than Chicago and that her daughter wouldn't be exposed to the news about her. But because of how the laws work, Heather and her daughter were brought back to the US, and when she arrived, she was arrested on conspiracy and obstruction. But in June 2023, so just this month, she actually pled guilty to one count of conspiring to kill a US national, and under this agreement, she faces a maximum of 28 years in prison. This is such a sad case. When I think about her motivation for killing her mom, I think it was probably like a combination of things between the termination of pregnancy, which would have been really sad for her, and the money as well. If it was only about the termination of pregnancy, it might have made more sense for Heather to run away. But also, I guess when you grow up in that kind of environment, you maybe want the security of your family's money. But I also think that if her mom wanted to force her to have an abortion, it would have also been kind of messed up. Again, we also need to think about the fact that there is no such thing as a perfect victim, and even if that happened, Sheila didn't deserve to die, right? Anyway, between last week's episode and this week's episode, I thought it was kind of wild that all these cases were happening in luxury hotels in Bali. But maybe it's just a coincidence. The reason why I ended up covering this case is that while I was researching last week's episode, the entire internet was flooded with news about this particular case because of Heather's agreement and landing in the US and everything. Also, on last episode's comments, Kinting says, "Great episode again, but where is episode 105? And that's because I accidentally mislabeled episode 105 as 106, but actually the other case was 105. This is episode 106, in case you are keeping count. And also, if you have listened to all 106 episodes, thanks! And thanks again for listening to this week's episode of A Briefcase Podcast. You can find us online at abriefcasepodcast.com or on Instagram at abriefcasepodcast. And do join us next week for another brief case.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.